One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you're living with roommates, that can be a great excuse for paranormal activity. Again, because it can be all written off. It can all be, oh, well, you know, so-and-so got home late. You know, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. Even when you have evidence to the contrary, well, maybe I just didn't realize that that's what they were doing. I'm not part of their life all the time. They have their own life. They do their own things. I don't really know their routines perfectly. It could be. It's easy to say that. Quite often, a roommate situation happens in the college days. Bunch of friends renting out a house to stay in, save some money, be able to afford living in a house and not a dorm. Oftentimes, these houses are older properties, once homes that housed many families for many, many years, many different emotions experienced in those homes. And then you add the high energy, the anxiety, and the life of college to that. And sometimes I think you have a perfect recipe for a haunting, especially if the homes are not necessarily kept up to a standard that maybe a homeowner would take with the place that they owned. In our next story, we hear about just that. Some young roommates all together. And then paranormal activity ensues. Could it just be the other roommates, or could it be a roommate that's not from the living side of things? Take a listen. I recently called in about a story involving a fellow classmate during my years at a college in New Hampshire. I now want to share a story that happened to me, also near that rural campus. Shortly after graduation in early 2000, I returned to town to stay with a friend who lived in a small house, probably built sometime in the 20s, not far from the campus. They had a roommate who was away for the weekend and offered to have me stay in his room for the night. It was a small house, and the room I took had a door that communed with my friend's room, where she and her boyfriend stayed. Their room had no other exit except through that door leading to my room. Since junior high, I've had difficulty sleeping, and it often takes me long hours to fall asleep. I lay in bed getting used to the sounds of the house and the voices, of which sounded like a pickup football game in a nearby field. A street lamp let light in through the only window in the room near the foot of the bed. As I lay there, I found myself staring into the darkness at the end of the bed, where I felt I was looking at an old-fashioned kind of flower hat on a post or a hook. The hat moved gently from what I assumed was the slight breeze coming from the open window. Then as I watched, the hat lifted slightly and then started moving from the end of the bed around to the side where I was laying. As it passed the lit window, I could see the shape of a small person wearing the hat. It stopped next to me, facing me in bed. My first thought was that this was my friend fucking with me. I swung my arm out to give her a swat, and my hand passed through the shape. And as I did this, it turned quickly and ran into the open doorway of the closet. I sat up and fumbled for the light. I switched it on and looked over the closet, where I found only a pile of clothes and shoes belonging to the guy whose room it was. There's no one there. I got up, walked to the door to my friend's room to check. The door squeaked as it opened. She was asleep in bed with her boyfriend. If it had been her, I would have heard the door. I went back to bed and justified it by thinking that perhaps I'd been falling asleep and was simply seeing things as my brain shut down for the night. My eyes remained wide open as I got myself comfortable and started towards the closet door, which I had closed. Eventually, I calmed myself enough to close my eyes. The moment they were closed, I felt several strong, hard pokes, as if with a finger, to my shoulder, accompanied by the hoarse and very clear whisper of my name, Greg, in my ear. I got up again and checked all corners of the room, the closet, the hallway, under the bed. My heart was pounding, but eventually I convinced myself to try once more to get some sleep. The moment the light was out and I laid back down, the previous series of events was repeated. The poke to my shoulder, the hoarse whisper in my ear. I bolted upright, turned on the light, and spent the rest of the night sitting on the bed, leaning into the corner of the wall. Eventually, I was woken up by my friend getting up for the morning. She laughed at me and passed through my room, seeing me asleep, sitting against the wall with the lights on. We convened downstairs for breakfast, and my friend's boyfriend told me I looked terrible. I said I hadn't slept and that some bizarre things had happened to me in the night. He said I might have seen the same thing their roommate sees when he's in the room. Shapes, voices. I didn't even speak to their roommate about this. I left that day. We never swapped accounts. Another friend who grew up in Italy told me they believe in something called a sprite, a mischievous spirit that can stay with a person or a place and cause trouble. Though never malicious, they can be bothersome, and that's certainly the best description of whatever kept me up at night.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.